Will you pray with me? Gracious God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. I can't see. I can't see tomorrow. I can't see next week or next month, this summer. I can't see next fall. I am so used to looking ahead, planning ahead, peering around the corner, and I can't see that today. I maintain on a large desk calendar on my desk. It's, when open, it's 17 inches wide and 11 inches high, and at a glance, I can take in an entire month. Meetings, appointments, deadlines, turn the page a whole month, turn another page a whole month. I can take in 2-3 months at a time and sort out my deadlines, my schedule and projects and productivity. I can see ahead, I can plan ahead. I work ahead. I can't really do that now. I look at my calendar and it's, I don't even know what to do with it. I can't see what I used to be able to see. But I see other things now in their place. I can see now that the world is undeniably interconnected. I've always known it. I have always believed it deeply. Our interconnectedness is, after all, a theological conviction. Christianity affirms that we, all the children of the earth, are related, are kith and kin, one family, dwelling together on this one globe, all the children of the one God. But I can really see it now, clear as crystal. How interconnected we all are. I can see that what happens in China matters here, and vice versa. I can see that the whole world, despite all our differences and our distances, is one large interrelated family living together in a not that large home, sharing common spaces, breathing the same air, shopping side by side for the same products. And I can see now that when someone gets sick in this large family of ours, the rest of us are susceptible. Here's what else I can see now. I can see the extraordinary blessing of virtual communications. I know that may be too much, and you may be overwhelmed right now, but when I think of the pandemics and epidemics of prior generations, what our forebears endured in the way of lack of information, misinformation, social isolation, the lack of instant communication. I can only imagine the panic and terror, the vulnerability and helplessness they experienced, exponentially more than what we are experiencing. In comparison, while this virus is a beast, a menacing, looming beast ready to pounce, we are all communicating with our loved ones, are we not? Keeping up to the minute on vital information, ordering needed items online. We can take in a comedy or rewatch a favorite oldie that brings an hour's comfort and distraction and a little entertainment. And lastly, I am seeing you, this flock, our members, as I have not seen you before. I see images of you gathered for worship in your homes, through social media. I see your couches and your kitchens, your backyards. I see your children doing chalk art outside and making fort tents inside. I am seeing pictures of the beloved dogs and cats that are parts of your family. I see what you have baked, and the colorful schedules you have made to bring order to these days of disorder. I see your humor and your determination. I see you adapting, adjusting, modifying, and persevering, notwithstanding the occasional meltdown, because let's be real, this is exhausting, bewildering, concerning. And yet I see you girding your loins and preparing to do battle with an invisible enemy, and I very much like what I am seeing. Like the man born blind in today's story, there's so much we can't see. We can't see tomorrow or next month. We can't see the way we used to see. And yet, have not our eyes been opened? Are we not seeing differently? Has not Christ opened our eyes to new vistas? Do we not take heart from what we see of each other's courage, each other's ingenuity, each other's defiant hope? Do we not see more clearly than ever that the source of our hope and trust must be God alone? In the face of a lurking, looming enemy, we are not without hope. We are not without agency. We are not without resourcefulness. Our God has not abandoned us, and we are not alone. What I see, as I have never so clearly seen before, is that God is with us, and we, every one of us, is in this together. Will you pray with me? O God of light and sight and insight, of ways of seeing and ways of knowing, teach us to place our trust in you. Quiet our anxious hearts. Grant to us that peace that passes human understanding. We pray this prayer in the name of He who overcame death, even Jesus Christ. Amen.